Here is a summary of the December 10th, 2024 Supreme Court opinion in the case called Buarfa versus Mayorkas, case number 23-583. The question presented in this case is whether a visa petitioner may obtain judicial review when an approved petition is revoked on the basis of non-discretionary criteria. Justice Jackson delivered the opinion for a unanimous court. Please note that this summary is read by an automated voice.
Justice Jackson's unanimous opinion, Amina Buarfa, a U.S. citizen, began the process of obtaining permanent legal residence for Ala Ahamayel, her non-citizen spouse, by fling a visa petition with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS. Relevant here, USCIS shall approve a visa petition if it determines that the facts stated in the petition are true and that the non-citizen is the petitioner's spouse. 8 U.S.C. Section 1154b with emphasis added. But if the non-citizen has previously sought or received an immigration benefit by reason of a marriage determined by the Attorney General to have been entered into for the purpose of evading the immigration laws, known as the sham marriage bar, the agency must deny the petition. Section 1154 RC USCIS initially approved Buarfa's visa petition. 2 years later, the agency sent Buarfa a notice of intent to revoke its approval based on evidence suggesting that her husband had previously entered into a marriage for the purpose of evading immigration laws. Although Buarfa vigorously denied the evidence, the agency revoked its prior approval based on the Secretary of Homeland Security's statutory authority under Section 1155 to revoke the approval of any petition for good and sufficient cause. The Board of Immigration Appeals affirmed the revocation, finding that USCIS's determination that Hamayel had entered into a prior sham marriage that would have prevented initial approval of the petition under Section 1154C constituted good and sufficient cause for revocation under Section 1155. Buarfa challenged the agency's revocation in federal court. The district court dismissed the suit, holding that Section 1252A2B2I barred judicial review of the agency's revocation. The 11th Circuit affirmed, held, revocation of an approved visa petition under Section 1155 based on a sham marriage determination by the Secretary is the kind of discretionary decision that falls within the purview of Section 1252A2B2II, which strips federal courts of jurisdiction to review certain actions in the discretion of the agency. A. Section 1155 is a quintessential grant of discretion. The Secretary may revoke a previously approved visa petition at any time for what the Secretary deems good and sufficient cause. Such a broad grant of authority fairly exudes deference to the Secretary and is similar to other statutes held to comite a decision to agency discretion. Webster v. Doe, 486 U.S. 592, 600. Congress did not impose specific criteria or conditions limiting this authority, nor did it prescribe how or when the Secretary must act. Context reinforces the discretionary nature of Section 1155. Section 1252 A2B2BI's neighboring provision, Section 1252 A2B2BI, bars judicial review under specific provisions, each of which contains language indicating that the decisions involved are entrusted to the discretion of the Attorney General. Section 1155 contains similar language. B. Buarfa argues that although some revocations are discretionary, the revocation here was not, so Section 1252A2BB2 does not apply to preclude judicial review. Buarfa contends that once the Secretary approves a petition and later determines that the beneficiary had previously entered into a sham marriage, the Secretary has no choice but to revoke the agency's approval. Neither the statutory text nor its context limits the Secretary's discretion in this way. 1. Contrary to Buarfa's argument, Section 1154C's text nowhere creates an ongoing duty for the agency to continually confirm that its initial approval was sound. Instead, Section 1154C's command to the agency extends only to the point of approval. Turning to Section 1154C's context, Buarfa argues that because a non-citizen may use an approved visa petition to continue along the path toward permanent residency, Congress implicitly required the agency to continually reassess its prior approval. But nothing in the statutory scheme requires revisiting past decisions of approval. Rather, each stage of the process comes with its own criteria. Indeed, the specific grant of discretion in Section 1155 to revoke prior approval of a visa petition forecloses the argument that Congress silently mandated revocation in certain situations. Buarfa's assertion that the secretary always revokes the agency's approval of a visa petition if the agency later makes a sham marriage determination makes no difference because Congress did not make the availability of judicial review dependent on agency practice. Rather, Section 1252A2B2I bars judicial review of decisions made discretionary by legislation. Kukana v. Holder, 558, U.S. 233, 246-247, emphasis added. Nor is it unreasonable to suggest that Congress created a system in which a sham marriage determination is subject to judicial review when an agency denies a visa petition, but not when the agency revokes a prior approval. That distinction reflects Congress' choice to provide reduced procedural protection for discretionary relief. 3. Precedent, likewise, does not mandate Buarfa's interpretation. Unlike the discretionary determination at issue in Patel v. Garland, Section 1155's revocation authorization has no threshold requirements to access the relevant discretion, 596 U.S. at 332347, so Patel does not help Buarfa. Finally, because the presumption that administrative action is subject to judicial review may be overcome by clear and convincing evidence of congressional intent to preclude judicial review, Guerrero, Lasprilla v. Barr, 589 U.S. 221-229, there is no need to resort to the presumption of reviewability where, as here, the statute is clear, Patel, 596 U.S. at 347, affirmed.